listeners on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Jamie Dukes, Kirk Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cignetti.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 38-10 road win for your team Saturday at William & Mary. Now seven in a row for the Dukes. What impressed you with the way they played on Saturday?
Well, I thought we played really hard. You know, I thought our defense was tremendous. I mean, we had 15 tackles for loss, four sacks, three interceptions. You know, held them to less than 200 yards, 75 yards rushing. I think 9 out of 13 drives were full of plays or less. Gave up a big run early in the game, but after that, really didn't give up much. Pressured the quarterback, and you know, I thought we played really great on that side of the ball. I thought our punt return was a big key, too. We had 125 yards in punt returns, and the offense had tremendous field position. I think took the ball eight times on the minus 40 in, and another four times on the plus 40. You know, capitalized about half the time. So, you know, it was a good road win against a very much improved William & Mary football team.
Got several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Dave Thomas, ESPN Radio, Harrisburg.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Dave.
You knew coming in William & Mary is going to try to stop the run. Talk about how you used the pass game, Ben's efficiency, and the offensive line, when Ben tries to keep plays alive, how taxing it can be on them and how they've handled those situations thus far.
Yeah, I thought we did a fairly good job of throwing the ball. We did leave some plays out on the field and probably could have taken more advantage of some easy throws on the perimeter. William & Mary definitely was committed to stopping the run and playing soft zone behind it, so there's probably more easy throws we could have taken in retrospect. You know, Ben will be the first to tell you that, you know, he missed a couple throws and didn't go through his progression a couple times. But, you know, we can get those things cleaned up. We caught the ball fairly well, and so, you know, we're going to have to continue to do that and get better at it.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
Your next question is from Greg Medea with the Daily News.
Hey, Kurt. You guys, last 4 weeks, have 17 sacks, and I guess you only had four in the first 4 weeks. What do you kind of attribute just the uptick in sacks for the whole defense?
Well, you know, I think we're just playing better. And, you know, we're playing teams early on. Teams were getting the ball out of their hand really quick. We were pressuring the quarterback, but the ball was coming out really fast, so we weren't having a chance to get home. And, you know, now, you know, I think we're playing, you know, now that we've entered conference play, I think, you know, we got some guys playing at a higher level. And, you know, we're putting great pressure on the quarterback. We've been blitzing a little bit more also. You know, we're doing a good job in coverage. So, you know, the last five corners, we played great defense. You know, we've created seven turnovers the last five quarters. And, you know, really gotten after the quarterback real good, too. So we got to keep that going.
Is this kind of what you envisioned when you hired Corey this past offseason, in the sense that there'd be a lot of negative plays, there'd be a lot of pressure, and it'd be pretty aggressive? Is this kind of what you envisioned for it the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think when you look last year at Maine, you know, what they did, number one, against the run, number two, in sacks, you know, we have the personnel also to kind of keep that going. I guess I would have to answer in the affirmative there. And, you know, but, you know, one day at a time, you know, every day's a new day, and we got to continue to get better.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Your next question is from Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times.
Hey, Coach, looking at your running backs, you know, Latrell Palmer and Austin Douglas, you know, true freshmen, Solomon Vanderhoof, a redshirt freshman. What about those guys that allowed them, as young players, freshmen, to be able to come in right away and play the way they have? What role has maybe Coach Merritt played in their development this year?
Yeah, well, Matt, you know, Matt's an excellent running back coach. He takes great pride in it. He was trained at Ohio State. he's got a good background. You know, he does a great job with those guys in the meeting room and on the field. And, you know, when young guys step in and play and they play well, that means, A, they have the ability to do it, but, B, they have the maturity level to do it also. And, you know, that's what those guys have brought to the table up to this point.
Okay. And then, you know, with Tom Flacco at Towson, obviously the CAA preseason offensive player of the year, How do you assess this on film? How is the year he's put together since then? How is he playing very well? Just what's jumped out the most about the way he's played as a fifth-year senior now?
Well, it looks like more of the same to me. I mean, you know, that's where it all starts. I mean, you know, he can throw it, he can run it, he'll drop back and, you know, start to scramble. He'll run right, left, forward, backwards, and, you know, find a way to make plays. So, you know, he's a tremendous player, and, you know, you got to do a good job containing him.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Chocho, you mentioned the return, the punt return game this week being being beneficial, and with what he does in that element as well as on defense, how big has D'Angelo Amos been for you guys this season?
Well, I'll tell you, he's playing really well at safety too. And then you know, Saturday those punt returns had I thought they were a huge factor in the game early, creating field position. And you know, it's kind of funny, you never know how the games are going to go because on tape, you know, there weren't many fieldable punts. You know, we were really coaching up watch the fake and alert for the Peter calls, you know, because of the poor punts. And then, you know, the guy was booming the punt and he was catching it with room to run. We did a great job of blocking. So there's no doubt it was a major factor in Saturday's game.
And then in terms of just overall this season, what have you seen from him on the defensive side of the ball that's been most beneficial to the defense?
I've really seen him elevate his play the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. You know, he's tackling good. He's making plays in the pass game. You know, he's been very dependable. And, you know, he's playing really well for us right now.
Thank you.
Kurt, you talked at the outset about how, the performance of your defense and how dominant they were on Saturday. Rondell Carter led that way, 10 tackles and 6 for loss. He's had a great stretch over the last several weeks. What makes him so effective in getting into the opponent's backfield?
Well, you know, he's a big guy with really good athleticism. I mean, he's got twitch, and he can run and move. He's explosive. And then with Darko over there on the other side, you know, people can't, you know, just key in on one guy. And you got Mike Green inside. He's got a lot of TFLs and sacks, too, and the deep's playing really well. So, you know, Saturday he was winning the one-on-one battles. And, you know, Darko had a great game 2 weeks ago, and, you know, that may have motivated Rondell a little bit. You know, they got a little thing going, those two guys. And, you know, Doc had got a sack the first play of the game. And then, you know, Rondell just seemed like he lived in the backfield the rest of the game.
With all the pressure that that those guys are causing, you touch on you're able to come up with 3 interceptions, which were big plays, gave your offense a short field. How much is that attributed to the guys up front?
Well, I think without a doubt that's where it all starts, because you're getting the quarterback off rhythm, and, you know, you've got to throw the ball early, and then once he gets hit a few times, you know, none of those quarterbacks are as effective, you know, after they've been hit a few times. So you don't have to cover quite as long, and, you know, it all starts up front. There's no question.
You talked a little bit about Tom Flacco, but you host a Towson team that's it'll be the 4th-ranked opponent, I guess, that you guys have seen in 5 weeks. Beyond Tom, what are some of the challenges that you see from this Towson team?
Well, you know, they're very impressive. I mean, everybody knows about him. Leatherberry had 5 touchdown catches in the last game. You know, they've got other weapons. Defensively, they swarmed the ball. Do a really good job. We've got guys that can run, very physical football team. So, you know, they're a really good team, and you know, we're gonna have to play really well to have a chance.
How about I was gonna just you touched on the offense, which people get talk about a lot, but how about defensively for them? What do you see on that side of the ball?
Well, you know, they've changed their scheme. They've been a 4-down team in the past, and now they're playing a little bit more odd front, and they're a little bit more multiple in their looks, you know. Bryce Carter, you know, creates a lot of havoc up front, and, you know, their linebackers are good. So they give you different looks. You know, they've done a pretty good job in the secondary covering people. They try to keep you off balance, and you know they're very aggressive. They have good team speed and very physical.
All right, Kurt. Thanks as always for the time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.